What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And this episode is a Helpster's Choice poll winner. If you're a Patreon member, you get the opportunity every few weeks to vote for a topic you'd like to hear on our show, which is awesome. We love Patreon. We have 369 patrons right now. We added 35 more patrons last month, which is really cool. Thank you,
moving
guys.
Moving on up.
Yeah, and when we reach 500 people, that's when we're going to do a live stream Q&A exclusively for our patrons, where it will be your turn to lead the discussion. So if you haven't joined our Patreon already, it's selfhelpless.com/Patreon, and it's so much fun.
We love it. You got the bonus episodes. We all have individual rewards that we give. I'm offering like creative consulting sessions for people. Taylor sends an awesome like custom journal. Kelsey does a whole makeover of your face and your space.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, we got signed
like your
merch.
Apartment. Nothing weird.
Nothing creepy. Yeah.
Space is pretty vague.
Not your personal space.
Sure, no,
sorry,
zone.
Everyone. Yeah, we just got all kinds of goodies on there, and we love it.
Yeah, so. And that's also where we read your emails. If you email into us, that's where we have all the bonus episodes. It's great. And this week's episode is on gut health. So,
yeah.
We got Woo-hoo. Always got a lot to talk about with the gut.
God, could talk about it all day.
Yeah.
Do we have a quotable?
Oh, yeah. Kelsey, you got one?
I do have one. So part of my treat yourself yesterday was that I sat down and watched the Beyonce Homecoming documentary on Netflix. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet. Okay. No. I've seen it on Instagram a bunch.
Why did you ask me if I watched
it? Fuck off. why would I even waste my time?
Is it a documentary about Beyonce, or is it just her at Coachella?
So it's her show from Coachella.
Okay.
And then kind of like cut into it are like it's documentary footage of the behind the scenes of how they did it, and you get to see like her twins really for the first time. And I was like, oh my god, Taylor is gonna be just baby fever seeing Beyonce's twins. Like there are some really really cute moments, but goddamn, it just I was just like dancing the whole time. It just felt so good. I like, if you love Beyonce, you just stop what you're doing and go watch her Homecoming special.
I watched the Lady Gaga documentary. Does that count?
Oh, that's good. I liked that one.
That's good.
I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't count toward this. There's no point system.
I feel like I should
weirdo.
Get points for that.
I'll give you a couple points for that.
I'm slowly learning.
No. But one kind of within the documentary, each time they cut away to the behind the scenes footage, there's a quotable, which is kind of perfect.
Oh, I love
our
that.
Show. They have these all these inspiring quotes, and one of them is, "You can't be what you can't see."
Ooh, that is so good.
Yeah, by really Marion good. Wright Edelman from my phone looks. My phone blasted it out. Something college 1959. God, yeah,
that's good.
I really love that. Just that power of visualization, and that if you don't believe in yourself and you can't visualize yourself doing something, it's really hard to become it.
I also interpreted that too as like surrounding yourself with people who are doing it, or having role models and mentors, even if you're just following them on Instagram, you know, actively seeking out the people that are doing what you want to do, because you're just going to be influenced by them a little at a time, and you're going to see what they're doing and how they spend their time and what they're posting about and all that stuff.
That's a good point.
God, that's a good one. I love this quote. It's I feel like it's been attributed to so many people at this point. I don't know who wrote it, but I love it. If you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them.
Those go hand in hand.
So good.
I felt that.
So good. That's kind of like the whole if you think you can or you can't, you're right. But yeah,
Can you say it again?
If you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. So if you're waking up every morning saying, you know what, I'm too stupid to do this. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough time. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, guess what? Nothing's going to change.
Yeah. Wow.
But if you wake up every morning saying, you know what, I'm not too old. I'm just experienced. Yeah. Right. I'm not too young. I'm just hungry and excited. Yeah. Like, you just flip the script on it.
I like the tone of that quote, too, because it's very, like, stepmom tone. Like, hey, you're going to do it? Well, then you get to keep it.
Yeah,
like, exactly. Kind of that, like, condescending. Like, sure, go ahead. Throw the tantrum. I'll leave you here.
Love it. It's one of those quotes where you feel really called out on your bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to see who said it, because it's pretty much the same thing. But who said that one where it's, like, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right?
You're right. We've had that quoted on here several times.
Kira. Her quote.
I think it was an elderly white man.
It was on a mug on Zazzle. I googled it. So that's an old Zazzle.
Yeah, so good.
Zazzle's where I get my business cards. Maybe they'll sponsor us. Yeah.
Hey, Zazzle.
I've been a long time Zazzle supporter.
For a second, I was like, didn't they? But that was Shoe Dazzle.
Oh,
that's what it was.
Yeah. We have some other segments.
Oh,
Have some.
Yeah,
I've got some.
For it.
How about you go, Tay?
Sure.
This is exciting.
I'll go. I have a good shit. I did Conan again. Two days ago, and it was great. I mean, the new format is half an hour instead of an hour, so they only have one guest per episode. This is how they're going to do it going
forward. And you are the guest.
The guest.
You are the guest.
Let me just say.
Yeah.
I don't think it's every episode. I could be wrong, but I've seen episodes.
Not so far.
Has it been every episode there's just one guest?
One guest and then maybe a stand-up.
See, that's what I'm saying. Wow. I don't want Taylor to downplay this, because sometimes they'll have like a guest and a performer. Taylor was both.
Yes.
Like, Taylor's like a celebrity now, you guys. Like, that's how cool this is.
Yes.
So it's amazing.
It's a big deal.
Well, I also don't want it to sound too cool, because I do think going forward they're going to try to do that. Like, but they also told me it was so hard to know what to be prepared for, because beforehand they were like, yeah, no, we're going to prepare for that. But also, you know, it just depends on how many sketches they're going to do, how many bits they're going to do.
That's nerve-wracking.
Right. So you kind of didn't know until you got there in the afternoon. And then once you got there in the afternoon, he was like, yeah, so he liked all this and we're going to do this on TV, basically.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think the couch was like 6 minutes and it goes by so quickly. And I mean, you know, doing late nights, like, it's just you're sitting waiting forever and then it's over in a second and you're like, oh, I guess we'll all go home. Like, work's over.
The weirdest mind fuck. It seems like there's just so much time in your day. I remember I had to pee really badly before I went on the Tonight Show, because in my mind I was just like, oh, I just have all this time. I'm just waiting around. And then I had a full bladder because I'm like nervously drinking water, trying to like not have dry mouth. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? And he's like, no, you're going on in like 30 seconds. I was like, what? And so I went out with like a very full bladder, because that's the time frame. You're just like, oh, everything's, you're just lollygagging, waiting, and then all of a sudden it's like boom, 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 you're done, you're in a blackout. It's crazy.
It says, and Conan's weird because they film it in the afternoon, so you're done at 5:30.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and everybody's
light
just
outside.
And everybody's gone, like everybody clears out, because they've been there since 8 a.m.
right?
And so everybody's just gone, like, and you're like, okay, I guess we'll show ourselves out. Like, it's very bizarre.
Just hang out there overnight.
Yeah, like, bye, Conan.
Bye, Conan. Just, and then he's gone. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess he's going home to his family. But yeah, it went really well. Thank you guys for helping me pick a jacket. I really appreciate it. That jacket
Nailed
was the right
it.
Choice.
It looks so good.
I love, like, your in memoriam post.
Thank you.
So funny.
Those are all pictures Kyle took the other day where I tried on every jacket. He's like, here, we'll take a picture of everyone so we can look at them side by side.
So, and I like how you're like,
you posed like you were on stage in them too.
Yeah.
Like, not necessary.
The air mic.
Just very funny to me that you were like, I just want to make sure. Because this is exactly what it would look like.
I know. And I just look disgusting. I'm just, I have no makeup on. I'm like, is this good?
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, it was really fun. I mean, I let all my sisters come to that one. They hadn't been. Drea had been to the Tonight Show because I told her I'd bring her to New York. But Brendan Page hadn't been to any. I mean, Kyle obviously hadn't been to any. And then like, it was great to have them there, but then like four people from your team show up also, which I'm glad they're there. It's great to be supported by people that represent you, but it's like eight people in this room and you're just kind of like, okay.
And you need to be alone.
Yeah. I mean, you had like eight people in the tiny Tonight Show dressing room, which is like, I can't even imagine.
Anxiety ridden.
A lot of lessons learned.
Yeah.
Don't do that again.
But it's great to have them there after.
Absolutely. I mean, it's wonderful to be surrounded by support in like a time when you're, you know, obviously very vulnerable and freaked out. But like also when you're about to do the biggest thing you've done so far in your career, you need to just have your own thoughts and not be. I was worried about them, which is not the vibe you want. You don't want to have that like party host vibe, but like everybody a punch, everybody okay, here's where the bathrooms are. It's like I'm in 30 Rock. I don't know if I can't help these people right now.
I can't help these people right now. Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Luckily, you know, that's the nice thing about bringing your family is that you don't really need to worry too much.
Take care of yourselves. Here's a cracker.
Right, exactly. Just like everyone eat some cheese and chill out. But yeah, it was great. It was a cool thing. And, you know, it's there's that weird come down the next day, though. And I should have left the day open. This is a self-care list. But I should have left yesterday open. And instead, like, I went to therapy and then I had an audition. And which doesn't sound like a ton, but it's a few. It's like, you know, 3-4 hours in the middle of the day.
It's a lot of emotionally exhausting things.
Yes. Yeah. So it was just, and then also like, I don't know, things just aren't that great with my dad right now.
I was going to ask, did he watch?
No, they haven't said anything to me. I mentioned last week to him that I was doing it and he just didn't react to it at all. He didn't say anything. But like, I don't know, like my sister wants them to meet her partner and they like won't do it. I'm not interested in meeting this person.
Oh my God.
It's just like,
man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, I don't know. It's that's a little personal, I guess, but it's just tough to figure out. It's hard to like, we always talk about cutting toxic people out of your life on this podcast. And it's like, it's kind of hard to do when it's like your parent.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't know. You're like, if this wasn't my family member, they would not be here, essentially. So, just navigating that stuff. And I know we have a lot of listeners who have written in about similar circumstances. So if you're also going through that, I am sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
You dig into that a lot more on Patreon, too. A lot of people write into you specifically about, like, how to handle stuff like that.
Yeah, a lot of people on Patreon talking about, like, moving in with their boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, talking to their parents about not being religious, like, et cetera, et cetera. So,
Are they treating your sister okay? Like, are they still seeing your sister?
Yeah, they'll still see my sister. Yeah. It's just a weird vibe right now. Like, I don't know. None of us know what to do, really, because my dad's just having a hard time with, like, me living with Kyle, Paige living with her partner, like, just everybody doing their own stuff and that he doesn't agree with. And so you're just like, you hope that he's gonna get past it at some point, but some days it just feels like he's not interested in having you in his life unless you fix all the things that he doesn't agree with. So it's a bummer. I don't know, though.
I'm sorry. That's a lie. Really sorry.
We love you.
Thank you.
We love you.
And you're killing it.
Thank you.
And yeah. You're, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
And it's so nice you have your sisters.
It is. It's and really Kyle nice. Is
just the best.
He is the best. Yeah. I mean, he's like, yeah. I don't know how I got that lucky, but so if you're in bad relationships in your early 20s right now, stay strong. They come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
You wanna go?
Sure. Anything?
Yeah. I got so. Some things. Let's see. Well, I think we were talking about our birthday celebrations, yeah, right? Like, yep. Both of our dudes crushed it. So just shout out to Cam, good man button. Just did all the nice things, all my favorite things for my birthday. Ordered my favorite food from Sun Cafe, which is my favorite restaurant in LA. We watched the movie Airplane, which is my favorite movie. We just, like, took Maverick for a walk. He surprised me with flowers and my favorite wine. And then the next day, he took me to this, like, incredible spa experience at, I think it's called Larchmont Sanctuary Spa in the Hollywood area. And, oh, dude. We had like a private like copper bathtub experience.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Like a giant square copper bathtub. Of course, like the jets are going, there's champagne in there waiting for you. So we did that for like 20 minutes. And then we had like an outdoor couples massage in like a bungalow, which is like, one of the best massages I've ever had. And it was just like a really sweet, nice place. And then, and then we like went home and I think took a nap and ate some food. And I was like, God, that's like my perfect birthday.
Yeah.
Like, that's
awesome.
It. That's it.
Very cool.
So yeah, that was nice. Oh, one thing I did, I just wanted, maybe this will help other people. Like I did something new for my skin recently.
Ooh.
I did like a weird, you know, some research on like,
sort of weird hippie concoction coming. That's just my prediction. I'm just going to put five on the table. That's what I think is coming.
That is correct.
Perfect.
But I just, you know, like when you go on like a deep dive on the internet, like what's in my home that I could put on my face, right? Like you just want like a little bit
nobody like, knows what you're talking about.
What do I already have at my disposal that will make me feel like I'm treating myself? So okay, you guys, I feel like you guys are gonna judge me so hard.
Yeah, we're already
I mash banana and put it on my face as a face mask. Left it on.
Just banana? Know.
Yeah, just banana. Put it on my face as a face mask. Left it on like 20-30 minutes maybe. Washed it off. Felt very good. Okay. And then I put a toner on and it was just chamomile tea. I just dipped a little cotton ball in chamomile tea, put it on my skin. It's supposed to just kind of lighten your skin. The banana is supposed to like hydrate and all that shit. Felt pretty good after. So, hey, if you want to try it at home, cost you about 25 cents.
I don't know if that did anything. That just sounds.
I had Kim feel my cheek after. He's like, oh, yeah, I feel soft. So, you know, it's Cam approved.
What's he going to say?
Yeah.
What's he going to say to you? You just put banana all over your face. He's just glad the banana's not on your face anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you just want to feel like you're doing something nice without spending a lot of money or leaving the home, you know?
I just love that everything you do for you to treat yourself is just you going like, it's like when people go like, oh, it tastes exactly like chocolate, and it doesn't at all.
No.
Like, this is not chocolate. This is garbage in my mouth. And you're like, no, it's a face mask. Like, no, it's a banana.
It's natural.
Okay.
It is, but like, did that actually do anything?
Hey,
maybe, I don't know.
Maybe
but
you
made
should
you
try it.
It made you happy.
Yeah, so it did something, right? Also, you guys were giving me shit for washing my face with honey until you tried it.
That's true.
So you might want to try it.
Okay.
Mash up a goddamn banana in a bowl.
Did you find this online or did you make it up?
I didn't make it up.
Okay.
I did not go as far as to make it up.
Okay. I thought you just made this up.
No, no.
I was like, you have no articles.
There's articles. Look it up. But bananas in there, you know?
I just want to see an explanation. I feel like you're not selling this well.
I feel like it's just supposed to, you know, lighten and tighten and brighten and soften the skin. Just like all the other shit tells you it's going to, you know.
Okay, everything in here, everything I'm seeing says that you're also supposed to put like lemon juice in.
Yeah, I did not. Yeah. I didn't do it.
And
I
just mash it into a lump-free paste.
Yeah.
You had a bunch of lumps on your face, huh?
I had so many lumps on my face. I had chunks of banana on my face.
No.
It was falling on the ground and Maverick was eating that.
What the fuck is happening? See, I had to cut the cord a long time ago. I am not involved in this. I'm not responsible for this behavior. I just can't. Emotionally, I had to remove myself because it's too frustrating, and I just have to be like, That's great. I'm glad I made you happy. And that's the end of how I feel
about it. And that's the end of how I feel about it. Yeah, everything I'm looking at says that banana and its peels are excellent remedies for treating acne and pimples.
Oh, okay. I should rub the peel on me next time, too.
Yeah, you can directly apply the inside banana peel to your acne to reduce inflammation and destroy bacteria.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, yeah, perfect. And then face mask, banana, honey, and turmeric. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I have turmeric at home. I'll add it next time.
There you go. Yeah, everything's saying smooth paste. Man. And
Kelsey's going to come attack me in my sleep.
I'm sure it did something. I'm sure.
I think it did. I felt good.
That's all that
I felt like a new woman for about 15 minutes. Nice little pick me up, Kelsey.
What do you got? Where do we go from here? You know what? I'll be on your team for a second. I did make myself a homemade body scrub.
Did over you? The week
because I got a spray tan and you have to exfoliate before you get one to make it last longer. So I did honey, coffee grounds, and sugar. Mm-hmm. But everybody knows that. That's like
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
Oh, that doesn't seem like that would feel good at all.
It's amazing.
Really? Because there's no oil in it.
Honey. Like it's honey, it's the still, that's what makes it like.
Do you want to put some essential oil or some coconut oil to make it smooth?
The honey.
No, it's. I mean, no, it's exfoliating, so it's supposed to be gritty.
Okay.
It feels so good in the shower. Yeah. Anyway, there's my little. That's my moment to connect with Delaney. That's all I'll give you, bitch. So I since we recorded last, I turned 30, which is. Weird birthday. I'm kind of curious to know if any of you listeners who are 30 or over, like when you turn 30, how you felt about that. Because I definitely woke up and felt depressed.
Should get pregnant.
Oh, really?
Okay.
No.
All right. Sorry.
You were alone in that feeling. No, I'm kidding. I mean, most birthdays I wake up pretty happy and like, ooh, my birthday. What a fun day. And 30 was a very different feeling.
Really?
Because, it's. I mean, obviously, it's unlike any birthday you've had before, duh, but it's just, it's different than even when you turn 20, because I think 30 has more expectations to it. Like, it makes you stop and look back and be like, have I accomplished enough? Am I doing the right things in life? Like, and I was texting with one of my best friends who also turned 30 this last year, and she's like, dude, I felt the exact same way. It makes you kind of like freeze in time and just be like, holy shit, did I do my 20s right? It's just a lot of like self-reflection, and it made me feel kind of down, to be honest. Even though I like talked to Kane about it, he's like, you've accomplished enough by 30, like you can relax about that, like you're fine. But it's just, I don't know, it's kind of depressing for me. I used to, when I would accomplish something in my 20s, it almost like it gave me an extra feeling of ego boost to it, because it was like, oh, I did it and I was in my 20s, like that's cool. And now I'm like, oh, I'll just it will forever be, I mean, until hopefully I'm in my 40s, it'll be like, oh, I did it in my 30s, and that feels less special to me.
Huh.
I mean, that makes sense to me as somebody who has had a lot of emphasis put on how young I am the whole time I've been doing this. Is like, everyone's like, and you're only whatever. And it's you're was, right.
Yeah, it makes you feel like more special or something. And so when you turn 30, you're just like, oh, I'm like everybody else now. Even though.
Interesting.
I don't know. It just... something about it. So if you guys felt that way when you turned 30, let me know on the Facebook group maybe or something like that. But
yeah,
like as the day went on, I ended up having a really fun birthday. But just that morning is a weird thing. And when you guys turn 30, I'll be curious to know if you feel the same way. But
yeah,
I mean, I feel that way every birthday. I really do.
Really?
Yeah, I really get like a little depressed, like very self-reflective every birthday.
That is so interesting.
Yeah,
I get depressed and self-reflective any other day but my birthday.
Really?
Yeah. I usually like have a really good feeling on my birthday.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Huh. In my head, I've always looked forward to 30 because I'm like, oh, by 30, I'll feel like I'll know myself a lot better. I'll feel like I have a handle like where I want to go. Like my 20s, I felt so lost and so all over the place. And now I'm like, oh, I'm like slowing down a little bit. I'm getting more focused. I'm so much happier. I just feel like that'll even be enhanced by the time I'm 30. But I could wake up 30 and be like, oh, shit, what am I doing? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. But
every person you meet who's in their 30s or older is always like, oh, your 30s are way better than your 20s. Don't worry about it. Your 30s are way better. But honestly, like, I loved my 20s. And I think that was another reason I was depressed, was because, like, I liked identifying as a 20-something. I really enjoyed my 20s. And even though, like, I did make a lot of mistakes and there were a lot of, like, low points as well, I fucking liked that. I felt alive. And now I'm like, ugh, are 30s just going to be, like, boring and bland? Like, I liked being drunk all the time.
You can be drunk whenever you want.
I liked being in my 20s and being an idiot. I mean, it's so fun. And you're just, you get to be an idiot because you're like 21, 22. And now I'm 30 and just.
Yeah, oof. But you look like you're in your 20s. So you can still do whatever you want.
Thank you so much.
I feel like it doesn't, it's just a number. Again, like, these dates and these calendars are just shit humans made up. None of it is actually tangible. None of it actually exists.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
We're just floating around.
We are all going to die.
So, you know, you can be whatever age you want to be.
Yeah.
That's true.
I know. I'm about to like,
I'm 74.
Sex in the
City. Yeah, I'm 74. I second
that.
I'll be
the reverse Samantha. Yeah,
I know. I was just going to
say. You can be like, I'm 21. And I'll be like, I am 87. And I'd like a discount.
Yeah. Please. Yeah. I would like this brunch for free. Drew Barrymore, to do another quotable.
Ooh.
Posts a lot on her Instagram about like aging as a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that. I try to embody that more now. But so anyway, my birthday itself was really fun. Kane, again, you're talking about Cam being good man. I had to slam the good man button down for Kane. He killed it. He came home with like flowers. He surprised me with an entire Milk Bar crack pie.
Amazing.
Which, I mean, if you've had Milk Bar crack pie, you know like how special that is. Dude, that shit is crazy. And took me out to dinner, took me into Sephora and was like, you know, pick whatever you want. Like, aww, that's a good man right there.
Yeah.
That's a good man right there. And the thing he did that really, to me, was I couldn't believe he thought to do this. On my birthday, I opened Instagram and in my private messages, I had a private video message from Jamie Page, the beauty guru who I follow so hard, the one who had me on her video.
So sweet.
She had sent me like a private video message and was like, hey, like your fiance reached out to me and told me it was your birthday today. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday and like I hope today's amazing. And I was, I could not believe that he would like think to do that. That's so thoughtful and nice. And then I texted Kane. I was like, how did you like even get her attention? And he's like, I just sent her a message like in all caps that just said Kelsey Cook's birthday. Like, oh my god. So
that
I like
so funny
sent her a video message back. I was like, I hope that like did not seem like threatening or alarming or psychotic, because if I were, I would like not open that message, be like, who the fuck is it? But she was like, yeah, I definitely did catch my attention. I was like, hello, yes, what can I do? what is this?
There's a big knife emoji. Yeah. That is so
anyway,
funny.
So that's he amazing. Killed it. And then Taylor and Delaney were so sweet and took me out for like a bridal shower treat where we went and got massages and went to dinner. And I have to open this up for discussion on the podcast because I feel like this is going to be another cutting your hair with your scissors at home. I found out after we got massages that I'm the only one of us who gets my massages completely naked, and Taylor and Delaney were like shocked and horrified.
I keep my panties on,
and
that's for me though.
But that turned into this whole, like, I then put it as a poll in my Instagram stories, and it is pretty 50-50, and people feel very strongly about this issue.
Really?
Yeah. Some people are like, dude, of course you take your panties off. Like, only, like, novices keep their panties on. Like, the masseuse doesn't want to be, like, touching your gross underwear, and then, like, you're getting oil on your panties. Like, no, like, you take that shit off. And then other people are like, I don't want anybody even close to my crotch. Like, I definitely keep my underwear on. It's, I mean, people were really divided.
Dude, somebody's got to start a Facebook thread in our group about this.
Yeah.
For my thing, I've been asked to, like, take everything off except your underwear. So I've been asked by a massage therapist to do that. So that's also in my head. And then I also think about, like, you know, if I'm getting massaged, things might, you know, be stimulated, not in like a sexual way, but like when people touch my body, I could get a little bit, you know, excitable.
Things might be a little in a sexual way.
Wet. Yeah, but not like I'm not mentally thinking about it. It's just like a body reaction. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to accidentally get something on the sheets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Even if it's just like a
dribble.
Really?
I feel like I'm more protected. And sometimes I'll just like wear a thong or a G-string so it's just that area that's covered, and then they can get my butt real nice, because I love getting my butt rubbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just feel like your actual vagina area is so aggressive. You know what I mean? Like your butt, your boobs, it's just like those are like little mounds. It's like there's just a, I'm not gonna, there's a hole just out there. Just let me just air my hole in your place of work.
God, I love it.
Let me air my hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a little breeze down there. It's nice. It needs it.
I just don't want to.
From time to time.
I feel like sometimes they get real close. I'm like, I would not want an accidental slip of some kind happening.
I love it when they slip.
A graze of the labia. That would really pull me out of it.
Yeah.
See, you know what I mean?
Well, we already talked about this, but I have like sexual fantasies about massages. So I love when there's a graze. But I've had actual, when I did that poll, massage therapists messaged me and they were like, yeah, no, we want you to take, like, you should not have your clothes.
Oh, really? Then I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to abide by their rules and also make myself feel a little more comfortable.
People are like, it gets in the way of the massage. And then you're like having to, it's just like another thing to have to work around.
Oh.
And yeah.
Oh. See, they use my underwear as a little holder for the sheet. Like they flip it in, you know?
Yeah.
Where like it holds the sheet into place.
Yeah. I'm like, a little rubber band.
That's what underwear's for. I had no idea. Been walking around using it differently this whole time. But I thought like, oh, that's like a nice little tool. Right. But I mean, I'm down to do it. I've been asked specifically, take everything off, leave your underwear on.
Really?
And I have also been asked at the place where Kelsey and I frequent.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They always tell me, take all your clothes off.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe people just don't want to see my vagina.
That's what it is. They're like,
they see Kelsey and they're like, oh yeah, take it all off. Like, okay, Delaney, Shut this girl, let's keep it on.
We got a nifty one.
We don't know what kind of hippie shit's happening down
Shut
there.
Shut up. I've also heard a lot of
banana in your cooch.
A lot of people say dress to like take off to whatever you're comfortable with. Like to your, like dress down to your comfort level, I think. But yeah, I mean the place we go to is pretty like, you know, it's not like massage envy. This is like, you know, they're pretty intense and every time they just been like, take your clothes off.
So, wow. Have you also noticed that if they're asking a dude to undress, they say keep your underwear on?
Oh yeah. I think that was part of the messages too, where massage therapist saying they prefer if a guy keeps theirs on, just because it makes them more comfortable.
Oh,
if it's like
God,
a female masseuse.
Dicks are so
that's aggressive. Dicks are
aggressive.
I feel like vagina is less aggressive.
Can I ask though, like, when you get a have you gotten a spray tan before, Taylor?
No.
God, they're so great. But you've gotten one before.
Yeah. Full on naked. Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
And they're like all up in your business.
Yeah.
You have to literally like almost grab your ankles. You have to bend over something and like get up in your like ass crack.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Everything that you guys do to relax and feel beautiful makes me so uncomfortable. Massages, I'm like, who are you? Why are you this close to me? I want to put my clothes back on.
Oh my God.
A spray tan sounds horrible to me. That sounds like torture. If I was getting a spray tan, I mean, I would quit halfway through and just look like half orange, I'm sure, and just be like, I can't do it.
I feel like they're like dressed to what you're comfortable with. You're gonna be full Long Johns getting a massage.
I know. So John Mulaney has a funny bit about that where he goes, my doctor told me to undress to my comfort level, so I put on a sweater and a pair of corduroy pants and I felt safe.
That's dude, exactly I think I you just need to experience the right massage and all that. I feel like it takes a little while to get comfortable, but once you do, you're like, everybody can look, you know?
Right.
But it didn't start off that way for me. I was super uncomfortable when I first started doing this stuff.
Okay,
but the more often you get naked in front of strangers, the easier it gets. Well, should we get into the meat?
Let's get into it.
All right, guys, let's get into it. This week we are just discussing gut health, which was voted on by our patrons on Patreon. Again, if you're interested in voting on topics that we discuss on the main show, you can go to patreon.com/selfhelpless. And just to kick off with a couple like statistics and stuff, just to get an overview, in 2017, 4,000 scientific papers were published regarding the gut microbiome. Each gut contains about 100 trillion bacteria.
Jeez.
What?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Gut microbiome ecosystem of organisms such as bacteria, yeast, fungi, viruses, and protozoans that live in our digestive pipes, which collectively weigh up to 4.5 pounds, heavier than the average brain.
Oh, that is so gross.
The stuff in our stomach is like basically 5 pounds. That's like a newborn.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
That's what's controlling us, not our brain. Oh, it's all this. It's this cocktail of fungus.
Yeah. Oh, that is so weird.
Oh, God dang. That grosses me out a little bit.
That does gross me out. That's why I get why people get addicted to getting like colonics. Because like just that idea of pushing out all this shit, like people who just do juice cleanses for a week and then they are still pooping out stuff because you just have all this crap in you. And you
but
just
a lot of it's good bacteria
yeah,
too.
That's true.
So, you know, and then just a couple terms that we might throw around, the gut microbiome, the bacteria in your digestive tract, break down food and turn nutrients into things your body can use, and gut bacteria and your health. Studies show that the balance of bacteria in the gut microbiome affects your overall health and may affect your emotions and the way your brain processes information from your senses.
You're right, Taylor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it is that they call the gut the second brain, but if you are kind of listening to experts in this field, eventually they're going to consider the stomach as like your first brain.
Wow.
In a lot of ways. A lot of people are saying that it's moving that direction where your gut has so much control over how you feel and everything else that we haven't even gotten to the surface of it.
Oh my God. See, that's what people mean when they say listen to your gut. It's not like some mystic bad feeling under your ribs.
Right.
It's just you have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like, just do you have diarrhea? Maybe sit down somewhere safe until it passes.
Yeah. And then scientists suspect that changes in that balance may play a role in diseases like obesity, Crohn's disease, IBS, autism spectrum disorder, anxiety, and depression, as well as chronic pain.
Whew. It's so true that when I feel like I'm eating really clean and taking my probiotics and that everything is, you know, good, I do feel like less anxious and less 100%. Depressed. And then if I eat like sugar or I mess up or I eat badly for a couple days, I feel it over a couple days.
Absolutely.
Like emotionally, I feel it. Not just like, oh, I'm sad I have a pimple now. It's like, oh, I actually feel bad and I'm not sure why. And they're like, oh, it's because I had Taco Bell.
Dude, when I'm eating like a plant-based, like nutrient-rich diet, I feel better in every possible way. I feel happy. Mm-hmm. I feel clear-headed. I feel energized. I feel like hopeful, like all of these things. I take better care of my body because I have more energy to like go work out or do something. And when I eat like crap, I feel like shit. I feel depressed. I feel a little hopelessness. I feel all those things.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. When we had Dr. Jolene Brighton on, was that last episode? One before that?
A couple episodes ago.
She was so amazing talking about post-birth control syndrome and talking about how, like, when your gut is not functioning, when you're constipated, like when you're not having a bowel movement every day, your body's going to find other ways to release those toxins. And that's sometimes when acne can happen. And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense as somebody who has IBS and mostly the kind that makes me constipated, not the kind that makes me like overactive.
Right.
If I am struggling, if I'm traveling and I'm just like not having any bowel movements, it shows up so fast on my face.
Mm. Overactive is the cutest way to say diarrhea I've ever heard.
I know.
I can't believe I've never thought to say
that's
that.
That's the kind I had when I was diagnosed with IBS.
We don't want to shame anybody on here.
Is diarrhea shaming?
No.
Is that too? Look,
dude,
as someone who had
the
diarrhea.
Hershey squirts, is that better?
Like, they're,
is that cute?
God, that's so gross. I had diarrhea like constantly when I was a kid because I didn't know I was lactose intolerant.
Oh.
And then once I cut out dairy, it was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
And now I feel like if you don't take your probiotics, immediately you're like constipated or
grinding halt.
Yes.
Like the cogs just like I can feel them just
really
come to a stop.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I've never had a trouble with pooping. I poop like 3 to 4 times a day.
That is
me
crazy.
Too when it's right, when things are going correctly.
Are you guys serious?
I poop at least 3 times a day, maybe 2 on a weird day.
Yeah, I don't know
that
if I
is
do
bizarre.
Four. If I poop 4 times, I'm like, okay, Taylor, maybe take a look at yourself. But like 2 or 3 times, I think is normal.
Really?
It's different for
at
everybody.
Varying intensities.
Yeah. But I also consume a lot of food, and on
you
days
do.
I'm not overeating. I maybe poop
are
twice.
They full poops?
Oh yeah, they're full.
Oh okay, that's a lot.
I'll
have like a full poop and then you have like two like
I have pooped
poops.
Twice this morning since we recorded.
Like a full
yes
really
two full poops,
not like a baby one.
Nope.
Oh, okay. No, we're not the same.
I just don't understand any part of you. The longer we do this, I'm just like, I don't get it. I don't understand. I just, where could that come from?
Just probably all the food I eat. And then, I don't know, my does it make sense with my metabolism in a way? Maybe.
Probably.
Don't know. No,
how
not really sure.
How much food do you eat?
How can you eat that much more, though? I mean, I feel like I eat a reasonable amount. How are you eating
that much
more? What?
You don't eat that much. I feel like you are pretty...
Probably a normal level. Like last night, I ate a burrito. I had chips and guac. And before that, I had some like sweet potatoes and toast with peanut butter and banana on it as a snack before my dinner.
That sounds really good.
For lunch, I had like, you know, rice and vegetables and other random stuff. I mean, I feel like that's pretty normal.
That seems normal to me. That just seems like it seems like you're eating it and you're immediately pooping it.
Well, sometimes I will eat a lot within a few hours that I feel like, well, that's like a day worth of food, but it happened in 3 or 4 hours, and maybe that's why. Don't really know, but I shit a lot is the point.
Wow. I feel like Kelsey, you eat often.
I'm like a grazer.
Yeah, you're a grazer.
Hours.
I'm an antelope.
You eat a little bit like throughout frequently. The day, yeah, frequently, yeah. And I feel like you have like a massive like.
Yeah.
This is me. This is burrito time.
Yes, it is.
You know,
like if I know that I'm not going to eat lunch until like what when we get home 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to eat lunch and also dinner, and then I'll probably have a second dinner later. You know, yeah. Like if I go too long without eating, I go hard.
Yeah, I'm going back to I did this for a while, and I feel like it's better for me. I'm going to go back to the intermittent fasting where do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the circadian rhythms.
I've been bad about it.
Is that like where you don't like eat till like 4 p.m. or something?
No. You just only eat for 8 hours of the day.
All right, that makes
sense. So for 16 hours, you fast, which, you know, eight or nine of those you're sleeping, and then the other eight, like four when you first wake up, four before you go to bed, you don't eat.
It's like a normal thing.
Yeah, like noon to eight.
That's like, I feel like that's a relatively normal thing, right?
Or if you like, you know,
or earlier.
10 to 6. I've heard, though, for women that sometimes doing 8 hours can be a little rough because of hormones, that like they don't encourage women to just skip breakfast like that. So they say like a little bit easier of a way to do it is just to eat during daylight hours. So like, again, try not to eat after, you know, 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
But that could be, that's all day. That's from like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. with daylight savings.
But a lot of people aren't. I mean, I guess it depends. I feel like I kind of naturally eat within that window anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe between like 9 and 7.
Yeah. I think the thing with me that I'm bad about is if I eat too late because we're out performing.
Yes, exactly.
Like when we're at comedy clubs and they're like, okay, you want to get food in between shows? Like,
yeah.
I need to be really conscientious about adjusting. Like, okay, if I'm going to go eat at the club in between shows, that's fine. But then I have to start eating later in the day.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, fine a lot of the time. Like, I feel better when I don't eat first thing in the morning. Eating first thing in the morning, I feel like,
really?
Doesn't agree with me. Yeah.
Honestly, I just eat when
I'm hungry. Even if
I'm hungry. I don't try to keep to a schedule. I'm like, if I'm hungry, I eat, you know. And sometimes that's at midnight before I go to bed. Sometimes that's really early in the morning.
You don't feel sick when you wake up, though, if you eat right before?
I fucking love going to bed on a full belly.
Ew. Oh,
it makes me feel sick. The greatest night of sleep. It's the greatest nap. I freaking stuff myself, and then I fall asleep, and I just feel like if I died right now, I would be happy. Like, this is everything I could ever want.
Medically goes against everything that they say is good for you. Because
I feel so good.
Your body isn't resting. Like, your body's having
but my brain is.
Mine is I have nightmares.
I'm gonna process all of that actively.
If I eat right before I go to bed, I have nightmares. I sleep restlessly, and I wake up feeling kind of like,
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Sometimes I find the later I eat, the hungrier I am when I wake up.
Yep. What that happens to me too. Because I think you're
there's just working overtime.
Yeah,
your stomach
bitch
is asleep. We gotta wake this shit up down here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Again.
Get on our Facebook group and tell us what you do.
Let's talk about your gut issues in the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Along with if you wear underwear or not when you get massages.
Oh my God, I know. I'm so serious.
So what are some ways to improve your microbiome? Because I know you're all sitting at home going, but what if we,
what do we do?
But what do we do about it? That's a terrible impression of all of our listeners. Yeah. But we did. One thing you can do is eat a diverse range of foods. So in general, a diverse microbiota. Ooh, that sounds fun.
That sounds like a dance.
Biota?
Microbiota? Biota?
Bio.
I'm doing a dance with my shoulders.
I would think biota because of like bio.
Does it have one T or two?
Biota. One T.
There you go. That sounds probably like a biota.
You know what, you guys? We
sounds
are not
delicious.
Professionals. We are comedians.
Sounds delicious.
Doing our best. So a diverse microbiota is considered to be a healthy one. More species of bacteria you have in your gut, the more health benefits you have. So when you like look at probiotics and they say like we have 15 billion strains of bacteria, that's good. Don't look at that and be like, ah, that's too many. Eat lots of vegetables, legumes, beans, and fruit because fiber promotes the growth of beneficial gut bacteria, including bifidobacteria. That's one thing. If you look online, I forget exactly the ones off the top of my head, but there's like four specific strains of bacteria that you should look for in probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I could read them to you, but you would not remember them. So just Google it.
Yeah.
And there's like four of them. And a lot of probiotics don't have all four. So if you can find one that has all four, that's probably a good one. We've talked a lot about whether or not you should refrigerate or not. We, you know, have gotten varying advice on that. And there's all kinds of different articles and arguments about whether or not you should refrigerate them. I refrigerate mine just to be safe, but then when I go on the road they're not refrigerated, so
same.
We're doing our best out here.
Eat
fermented foods like yogurt and kimchi. Many of these foods are rich in lactobacilli, a type of bacteria that can benefit your health. Also probably someone's uncle in Italy.
Also, do not do this if you have candida.
Yeah.
Oh,
the fermented
foods
can make it act up.
Do not fuck with that.
What, like, I remember what we were saying, like kombucha, all that stuff can really exacerbate candida.
Isn't like carbonation bad for it?
I don't know about carbonation being bad for candida.
Okay. Or fermented.
Yeah, but seriously, if... I know some people who do handle fermented food totally fine, and it does really help them a lot. But if you have a candida issue, that shit will fucking set fire to it, and not in a good way. So
yeah, so it's a hard balance of like taking care of your gut, you know, one way, or you could be destroying it another way.
Right.
But that's a really awful fine line to walk.
Right.
Right.
Well, they tell you to eat yogurt all the time. I can't eat yogurt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's just like, I think taking a probiotic supplement is the best way because like, you're getting what you need. You're getting the probiotics without it being in some sort of fermented thing or dairy. It's just you know.
And again, a sure way to know if you have candida, we've talked about it before. We've talked about like skincare and stuff. If you have those raised little bumps all around your face that are not exactly pimples or acne, but they're just like kind of like unpoppable flesh colored bumps.
It's like Braille on your face.
Yeah. Look into the candida diet and it will really help. It should help.
Yeah.
And that'll let you know what kind of stuff you should be eating for your gut.
Yeah. So much of it is just eating the right things or not eating the right things.
Yeah.
When they did my makeup for Conan, they're like, you have really good lip color. Do you eat a lot of vegetables? I was like, oh yeah, thank you.
Color?
Lip color. Yeah. It's
If you eat vegetables, you have darker lips?
I thought that was like just genetic.
I don't know. That's what they told me in the makeup room.
They're trying to just kiss in your ass.
You know what? It works. My ass is covered in kisses. Don't eat too many artificial sweeteners because some studies have shown that they can negatively affect your gut, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, I was showing Kelsey these gummies that what do they have in it that wreaks havoc on your IBS?
Carrageenan.
Okay. So what is that?
It's either carrageenan or carrageenan. I think it's carrageenan, but basically it's, I believe it's like, it's related to seaweed, but like the U.S. is one of the only countries that still allows it because it's like disturbs your intestinal tract so much. It like really inflames it.
Oh no.
And when I used to drink, if you look on almond milk cartons now, it's pretty much gone, but it used to be in almost all almond milk brands and they finally got rid of it.
Oh, geez.
But I used to have almond milk and it was like, as soon as I would have it, my GI tract would just like spasm a bunch and like be so inflamed. You could just feel it immediately. And then I started to look into what it is and it can really fuck you up. So
Jesus.
Be careful where you see the word carrageenan. I want to know how exactly to pronounce that.
Yeah. That's...
Keep reading it. I want to just Google it really quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Eat prebiotic foods. So mainly fiber or complex carbs that can't be digested by human cells. There are fiber and complex carbs that can't be digested by human cells. Ooh, that's scary. Instead, certain species of bacteria break them down and use them for fuel. Okay, so that's good, though. All right, that whenever they say something can't be digested, I'm like, oh, is that bad? But I guess in this case, prebiotic foods, you don't want them to be digested because you want the bacteria to eat them.
Mm.
Basically. Oh, that's interesting.
A lot going on.
This won't affect anybody here immediately, but it might affect some of our listeners. It says breastfeed your child for at least 6 months. Studies show that infants who are formula fed have an altered microbiota that has fewer bifidobacteria than infants who are breastfed.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
There goes my plan if I ever want to have a kid.
Were you going to do formula?
I don't want it sucking on my teat for so long. I feel like it's probably going to be so, so painful.
It does. The chick looks... who let a pig suckle on her,
just
what?
Just for a second. It's different if I was letting it happen every day for 6 months.
You weren't going to breastfeed?
I mean, yeah.
It does
but
look
like,
brutal.
As soon as it starts hurting, I want to get the fuck out of there.
Does it count if you just like... Pump
it
and then
I could probably do that.
That counts as breastfeeding, right?
Too. I mean, freaking listen back to the postpartum episode. Jesse was talking about how freaking part of her nipple came off.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I mean, I'm not the one to like. I don't know enough about parenting and all that shit, but I do think there are a lot of studies like that psychologically it bonds you better than there's a lot of attachment theory stuff,
right,
with the baby, and if you're just only doing the bottle, it's not. Again,
get it off me.
They'll just grow up to be stand-up comedians. It's
fine. Don't quote me, but
eat whole grains. These are all food things you can do, obviously. There's no mask for your gut that you can put on.
Bananas probably help though.
Okay. Whole grains contain fiber and non-digestible carbs that make their way to the large intestines where they are broken down by the gut and promote the growth of certain beneficial bacteria. Eat a plant-based diet. There you go, Delaney.
Thank you, thank you.
Number of studies have shown that vegetarian diets may benefit the gut. Eat foods rich in polyphenols, red wine, almonds, green tea, broccoli, and, of course, take a probiotic supplement.
Nice. Got the wine covered.
Update on carrageenan. God, I wish I knew how to pronounce that. It says the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the additive for use, but concerns about its safety remain. It is carrageenan is a common food additive extracted from red seaweed. Manufacturers often use it as a thickening agent. Some scientists believe that carrageenan can cause inflammation, digestive problems such as bloating and irritable bowel disease, and even colon cancer.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's in almond milk, you said?
Yeah.
What the hell? I drink almond milk all the time.
But like I said, a lot of companies have taken it out because people were, I think, writing in and saying.
It is so exhausting that we as consumers have to be our own advocate in every single way with what we're buying, with what we're eating, you know, everything.
Yeah.
That nobody is really protecting us very much.
No.
Like they all have their own interests at heart. They want to make as much money off of us as possible. And I swear, like, it's just what I feel like the stink episode we did, you know, a lot of things that we've kind of talked about on the show is slowly uncovered things for me where I'm like, I question everything now. Yeah. I'm like, hey, where did my sweater get made? Are they getting paid enough money? You know, like, where is this come from? Like, everything. Where is this freaking meat actually coming from? What are the conditions? Let me look at a video. Oh, I'm a vegan now. That's how that goes. So it's like, Jesus, it's scary. We are so disconnected from everything. Yeah. We are so disconnected. Things just pop up and we don't see what goes into it or what's behind it. And we just take it for face value. Most of us.
Because we like trust the people that are putting it out to us, and we shouldn't.
Yeah, we think, oh, if it's on a shelf, it's safe. It's been through processes that deem it safe. Yeah. It hasn't!
Right.
Oh, God. Really bothers me. I just want to live in a commune and grow my own vegetables and be naked.
That sounds amazing. I would love to grow your own vegetables. That is awesome. A dream.
Yeah.
You know, have a pet goat or something. I mean, let's do it, people. Yeah. Who's got a commune I can come crash at?
Let's go get houses. I know. That's the thing about living in an apartment. You just like I don't know. You feel like part of the problem in a way. You're like, I can't grow anything here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or you are living as a minimalist and you're not taking up a lot of resources that giant houses take up.
It's a good idea. Well, so, who's anything about a giant house?
It's how you look, or just even a house. It takes probably more electricity, all these things, more whatever.
I want a house. I know.
Oh, I just felt really 30.
Dude, I want a house. I just want a yard. I really want a yard for Maverick. Yeah. He's just so happy in the grass outside.
I know. I want a yard because I never have my feet in grass.
Yeah.
You can never do the earthing thing.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. You're going to step in dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're walking around LA, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we got some stuff to plug, I think.
Yeah. You guys, please, you know, give us your opinions on all of this. I'm sure you will on the Facebook group that we have. But we love hearing from people and finding out what you guys are doing and reading and believing and buying into and not buying into.
Oh, also take a listen to the episode with Dr. Anish Sheth, the poo doctor, because we go over a lot of gut stuff in that episode as well.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the candida.
Yeah.
Candida, however you say it. All candida? That stuff. Candida, he called it. So candida. I feel like I should call it that now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
And you guys can also, like, if you have an opinion on anything we just talked about today, if you want to chime in about the massage thing, whatever you want to do, you can also do it as an iTunes review and, like, kind of kill two birds with one stone.
If you haven't
left us an iTunes rating and review yet. Because we read all of those and we also pick one on our Patreon episodes to give a free shirt to. So it's just, it's a great, easy way to do it. And it really helps us. We have been moving up the charts quite a bit lately on iTunes.
Cool.
It's been like around number 120 on the charts.
That's great.
And that's like crazy, guys. That's out of literally all of the comedy podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
We've been like 120 on the charts.
I think there's close to a million podcasts out there.
So we are so grateful to you guys. Thank you for supporting us and just continuing to spread the word.
Oh, and then another thing, if you want to make sure that your episode topic recommendation or your quotable that you're submitting for the show, if you want to make sure that it all gets seen and organized, please email it to selfhelplesspodcast@gmail.com. Our producer, Lauren, is awesome and she compiles everything on a Google Doc and all that. So like if you're adding stuff to the Facebook group, that's awesome, but it might not get seen for it to go on the show. That's the only thing.
This comes out the 29th?
Yes.
Awesome. So I am at the Denver Comedy Works downtown the 8th through the 11th. And then on the 7th, I'm coming in a day early to do a show in Fort Collins, I think at the Aggie Theater. I think that's what it is. Again, I'll be posting about it, so watch out for it if you're in Fort Collins. But then, I'm at the Comedy Works all weekend, which I'm super excited about. Then I am at the Dayton Funny Bone in Ohio the 17th through the 19th. And the Irvine Improv in California, the 30th, 31st, and 1st of June.
Awesome. I'll be headlining the DC Comedy Loft this weekend, Friday, May 3rd, and Saturday, May 4th. Kane will be with me, as I've said before. It's going to be awesome. We love the DC Helpster so much. You guys kick ass. So come out to those shows. And then in June, I will be June 7th, I will be at the Big Performing Arts Center in Olympia. And then June 8th, I'll be at the Rialto Theater in Tacoma, Washington. And just go to kelseycook.com for tickets if you guys want tickets for those.
Sweet. And this is coming out the 29th. So as some of you guys might know, I've been offering creative consulting to our patrons on Patreon. I'm absolutely loving it. Several of you have already signed up with me. It is so much fun. And because I already have a group of people that I'm helping, I am only accepting 5 more clients for the month of May.
Yay.
So if you want to be one of those 5 people, it's the first 5 people to reach out to me at DelaneyFisher@gmail.com. This is for anybody who, if you're stuck on a project and you want to get stuck and unstuck and finish it, if you want to grow your business, if you want to start a business, if you just want to figure out what you like doing. I don't claim to be an expert in anything except for having an idea and following through with it. All my creative like ADD in the past, I feel like is kind of like finally paying off because I know a little bit about a lot of stuff now, and I feel like I'm I can kind of guide people through all of this. So I just kind of combine, you know, my creative background and my corporate background into resources and advice and feedback, but also kind of giving the mindset coaching as well that you need to kind of break down the fear and self-doubt and everything. So hit me up again, only 5 people for the month of May at DelaneyFisher@gmail.com. I mean, right? Is that right?
Yeah,
that's right. That's my email.
Dude, morning episodes, you guys. Mushmouth is real.
Yep.
It's very real. All right. More. We're about to record a Patreon episode, so yay. There you go. But we love you guys.
Love you.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show, our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
And I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Why won't it